Lana Nguyen stands on a step stool in the Unicy laundromat, folding clothes on a high counter. Her jet black bangs poof above her glasses as she tells her story.
What do you want me to start?
She starts with her childhood in South Vietnam in the 1950s. She never went to school because she had to help her family. She worked in fields and as a private maid in Saigon.
I've been in Saigon City. I stay up there, you know. I stay up there until, like, they get a war when we lose in our country, and then I come back home, you know. I come back home.
In 1975, when she was 23, her parents arranged her marriage to a man she didn't know.
It's kind of like embarrassing, you know. You know, because you don't know the person, you know. But that's the way we grow up, you know, and get except from the parents.
They had two children together before fleeing Vietnam to Cambodia, then Thailand as refugees. Her life changed from constant work in the rice fields and running a small store to forced idleness in a refugee camp.
We don't feel good at all, you know. Every day so hard, so human, and we have to get the food, not enough for the kid to eat, you know. We don't have no clothes, no nothing. Only like a pair, we have extra pair. Every time we take a bath, we have to change another one. We wash right away. If the rain come in, and then, you know, we don't have clothes to change, you know.
In 1983, after 2 years in the camp, they immigrated to Oregon. Nui found work as a janitor, and her co-workers helped her learn English and supported her through a rough marriage. More than 20 years later, Nui described her alcoholic husband and the support of her friends with a calm voice, but tears seep into the corner of her eyes. She talks of working all hours and hardly seeing her three children. In 1991, she decided she had had enough and took a job as a processor at Unicy.
That time I work a lot overtime. I work until the people ask me, are you not sleep or what? Every time I always see you.
She sent money to her children in Oregon and to her parents in Vietnam. After one season at Unicy, she returned to her husband, found him unchanged, and came back to Unalaska.
1 month he changed, but 1 month later he start back again. And I decide to come back here, work again. And then when I met the person, you know, I like, you know, yeah.
She grins like a schoolgirl as she describes returning with her new husband to Vietnam.
And I told my mom, I say, look, mom, I find a husband better than you find for me.
Moving to Unalaska gave Nguyen a second chance at love, but it didn't reduce her workload. In addition to her job at the laundromat, she also runs a small shop selling candy, phone cards, and other goods. She sent all three of her children to college. Two of them will be doctors. Nui says she isn't sure what she'll do when her youngest finally graduates.
My husband say when we're getting old, we go back to Vietnam to we live, you know. But I say, I don't want to. But I don't know, I might change my mind, I don't know, you know. But I miss my children, you know. I cannot live without my children, my kids, you know. I know even they're growing up, but they're still my baby.
But for now, the thin-framed, strong woman is part of the community of Unalaska. For KIAL, I'm Ann Hillman.